And when he tucked his head to run, there was nothing but green jerseys with white letters all over them and a sack. And now we'll see what Reese has in store here with two receivers to the right.
Fisher down, and he is blindside sacked as number 55, Brady Smith, off the defensive line, came through on his blindside and brought him down for two straight sacks from the Laker defense. And Reese is forced all the way back to their own 13-yard line, fourth in a country mile.
Well, Reese has run six plays, not counting punts. Every one of the four run plays went for a loss of yards, and both pass plays were led to sacks, Clark. So all negative yardage so far for Reese, and now they're going to have to punt from their own end zone.
At the goal line would be the punter of Gabe Robinson. Nearly blocked. He gets this one off. It bounces at the 41 into Laker territory.
Another
big bounce.
Kick.
Nice kick from Robinson. And it rolls and stops at the 47-yard line of Laker territory. Stopped by number 21, Andrew Frost. So Lakers will start out with reasonable field position. Only 53 yards standing between them and their first score of the night. 2 minutes, 11 seconds left in this first quarter. Still no score between Reese and Lakers in week one of divisional play in the Greater Thumb Conference.
And the scoreboard shows no score in a close game, but really, Clark, negative offense totaled up for Reese so far in this game. Lakers has found a way to move the football, but the Reese defense has bent but not broke yet, and they have done a good job of forcing two stops of the Laker offense. So on a third try and good field position, we'll see if Lakers can find their way for the first score of the night.
Receiver wide to the left, first and 10 for the Lakers at their own 47-yard line. A pitch out to the left to number 11, Taylor Cady. And he dives in and gets out to about the Reese territory at the 46-yard line by number 54, Sean Novak, with the tackle. He's a linebacker for Reese. It's a 7-yard gain for the Lakers on first down. Second down, actually about 6 yards according to the spot. Second down, four to go.
And Taylor Cady, about the only back so far in this game that's actually had a little bit of running room. He's got 53 yards on the ground already, guys, and three carries. That 6-yard gain was about the worst one he's had in this game so far. Don't be surprised if they continue to get him the football. He's found a hole in that Reese defense, and he's been exploiting it.
And it's a pitch out to Taylor Cady again. He has the first down across the 40 and drags his defenders all the way down to the 34-yard line, brought down by Tyler Turbush. And it moved the chains again for the Elkton Pigeon Bayport Lakers into Laker Reese territory for the third time tonight.
A slew of Reese defenders in the area. Matt Nobles in the area as well. Turbush is making the tackle. But Taylor Cady getting the rock again. Basically the same play as he's coming from that right double wing position. And they pitch it to him back to the left. And he has been able to see the hole. Normally he wants to go to the sideline. In this case, he just cuts up the gap right up the left hash and has gotten two good gains in a row.
First down, 10 to go, man in motion, and it's going to be a counter to number 23, Preston Warren, and he gets out across the 30 down to the 25-yard line. It's going to be close to a 10-yard gain as his helmet came off at the end of that run, so he'll have to come out and sit down for a play. Brought down by the quarterback, also defensive end, Adam Fisher for the Reese Rockets. Second down, they're actually going to say, as of this moment, still second down and less than a yard to go, but we'll see according to the spot when all said and done.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you, Clark. I believe it's second down and maybe half a yard, but a good run there by Preston Warren. What looked like almost a broken play, Clark. I know we called it a counter, but it sure looked like he didn't like where the play was going. And he turned around, went back to the left, and was able to turn it up for a nice gain.
Wisner under center. Man in motion, W. Minetti, and he gets the pitch inside the right guard. He's out for the right. Man in motion, five, and a touchdown, Lakers. Corey Minetti with the run in from the 25-yard line, and the green and white is on the board first. With 10 seconds remaining in the first quarter, it is Lakers 6, Reese nothing.
And pretty neat play there, Clark. If you see, Minetti is your left double wing backer. And when he comes behind Wisner, and Wisner pitches that ball to him, the first thing Brennan Wisner does is hit the hole before Preston Minetti does. And actually, Brennan Wisner makes the ceiling block, allowing Minetti to get through the line of scrimmage, cut back to the left, and goes untouched into the end zone. A 25-yard scamper, untouched again, thanks to Brennan Wisner's key block, springing him free, and now Lakers will line up for a two-point conversion.
Going for two, overloading the right side. Wisner is going to keep it for himself. Go to the left, and with his brute strength, he gets across the end zone line. And the two-point conversion, and the Wisner keeper is good. It is Lakers 8, Reese nothing with 10 seconds left in the first quarter right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
I am sure by now that you have heard about the Equifax data breach. 143 million people had their personal information hacked. That is just about half of the population in our country. There are few scarier things than having your identity stolen. It can ruin your credit and your life. This is Heather Drabeck with Thumb National Bank and Trust Company. We encourage all of our customers to see if they were affected by this incident. If you are a current Thumb National Secure Checking customer, your credit is constantly monitored for identity theft. If you are not currently a Secure Checking customer, we encourage you to contact any one of our offices throughout the Thumb and Bay City area and ask about our Secure Checking option. Thumb National's Secure Checking program not only provides identity theft protection service to keep your information safe, but a number of other member benefits as well. Please call one of our Secure Checking specialists toll-free at 866-862-3113 or visit your nearest Thumb National Bank location in Pigeon, Caseville, Cass City, FedEx, and two locations in Bay City. Member FDIC.
It's 8-0 Lakers as the kick from Lakers number 21, Andrew Siegfried, goes down and about to the 34-yard line, scooped up by Reese's number 3, Easton Stockmeyer, is there to grab it. And that's where the Rockets will start their third drive of the night, trying to get at least one first down here before the first quarter is over. 10 seconds remain in the first quarter. It's 8-0 Lakers. Reese on offense at their own 33-yard line.
They need to get one positive yard, Clark. They've had nothing but negative plays and punts so far in this game. So we'll see if they can get back to what they want to do, get back to their game plan, and execute here. Like you said, get their first down of this game.
First and 10. And it's going to be a handoff this time. Number 24 going through the left side. Luke DeRussell, he's out across the 40-yard line. And they're actually going to mark him down right there as he's brought down by Jake Kretschmer out of the linebacking core. It's a gain of 7 yards on the play. Second down, 3 yards to go, maybe according to the spot, 2 yards to go. And that is how we end the first quarter with Lakers leading by 8 points, 8-0 over the Reese Rockets right here on the WLAW Sports Network.
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
How friendly is your Ben Franklin?
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
We give Hard Joe's a 10.
So come on, all you craft fans.
So come on, all you craft fans.
And save while you spend.
And save while you spend.
This is Gretchen.
And this is Heidi from Harjo's Ben Franklin at the main intersection in downtown Pigeon. We carry fabric, beads, crafts, scrapbook supplies, school supplies, art supplies, and so much more. You can also save money, too. Ask about our punch card.
We're Harjo's Ben Franklin in downtown Pigeon.
We give our Ben a 10.
Back to school, a second vehicle, a winter work truck. Whatever the need, you're sure to find it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring. They have a good selection of late model local trade-in vehicles, many priced under $10,000.
Like this 1999 regular cab Chevy Silverado 1500 local trade. 4.8-liter, 8-cylinder engine, AM-FM CD, power windows, locks, outside mirrors, and much more. Call 989-883-2100 or see it on the bargain lot at Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick M25 in Sebring.
Reese had an offensive play go for positive yards. It's second down and 3 now. They have on the night a total of negative 9 yards. Fisher is under center at his own 40-yard line. Right to left across your radio are the Reese Rockets trailing the Lakers 8-0 as we start the second quarter. This is a handoff right at the middle, and Lakers number 55, Brady Smith, is there to stop him in his tracks. No gain in the play. We didn't even see who the ball carrier was in that one. He is there so fast. That looks like it's number 44, Tyler Turbush on the carry. No gain, a third down and three for the Rockets.
Turbush playing in that fullback position in the I formation. So a quick handoff as he puts it quickly into his hand. And Brady Smith making a nice tackle